For years, Palestinian farmers have exported special plants to Europe. Those plants, or herbs, are turned into high-priced cosmetics and beauty products. Now, however, a group of Gaza women have brought that process home. They are processing the herbs themselves and creating personal care products such as shampoo for the hair and moisturizer for the skin. The products are now sold in 50 stores in the area. The project operates from a factory in Gaza City. All 4 employees are women. They use steam to draw out or extract oils from the herbs. The oils are the main ingredient used to make the beauty and personal care products. The herbs they use include ones you would use for cooking: rosemary, basil, mint, thyme, and chamomile. All the herbs come from farms run by women. When you hold the product, you feel like you are taking something from the earth, with no additives, Refka Al-Hamaloui told Reuters news agency. The project currently makes 17 different products, including cleansers and body wash. They sell them under the name GG. The letters stand for green gold. That is what the farmers of northern Gaza call mint. As women, we are proud of the idea and the production. An idea like in European countries, Hamaloui said. The project is aimed at empowering women and helping the economy. It is supported financially by Australia and the global aid organization Oxfam. While the project is small, the women involved say it has already begun to make a difference in Gaza. The unemployment rate in the territory is around 50%. Female unemployment is higher, at 62%. These numbers come from the Palestinian Central Bureau of Statistics. Dualat Marouf is 55 years old and the mother of 12 children. She said that before she started working with the project, she struggled to make a living selling her mint and thyme in local markets. Now she says she wakes up every day at 5 a.m. to come to the field and prepare 40 to 50 kilograms ordered by the factory. Marouf's daughter-in-law is named Echelos. She said she did not know herbs had uses outside of cooking. The project, she said, will provide income for our children and our families. Nadman Albana is a pharmacist who sells the products at her store. She said she likes these products because they are natural and have no chemicals in them. She said she tried them on many people and many customers, and they gave her great feedback. I'm Anna Mateo.